On the other hand, we require a major commitment from those who want to join our church. All prospective members must complete a membership class and are required to sign a membership covenant. By signing the covenant, members agree to give financially, serve in a ministry, share their faith, follow the leadership, avoid gossip, and maintain a godly lifestyle, among other things. If you do not fulfill the membership covenant, you are dropped from our membership. We remove hundreds of names from our roll every year. New members also agree to take additional classes where they will sign growth covenants that include tithing, having a daily quiet time, and participating in a weekly small group. One of the reasons Saddleback has not had a lot of transfer growth is because we expect so much more from our members than most other churches do. I've discovered that challenging people to a serious commitment actually attracts people rather than repels them. The greater the commitment we ask for, the greater the response we get. Many unbelievers are fed up and bored with what the world offers. They are looking for something greater than themselves, something worth giving their lives to. Asking for commitment doesn't turn people off. It is the way many churches ask for it. Too often, churches fail to explain the purpose, the value, and the benefits of commitment, and they have no process to help people take gradual steps in their commitment. Anyone who is serious about doing ministry, not just theorizing about it, must be willing to live with the tension of what Bruce and Marshall Shelley call our ambidextrous calling. On the one hand, we are obligated to remain faithful to the unchanging Word of God. On the other, we must minister in an ever-changing world. Sadly, many Christians unwilling to live with this tension retreat to one of two extremes. Some churches, fearing worldly infection, retreat into isolation from today's culture. While most do not retreat as far back as the Amish have, many churches seem to think that the 1950s was the golden age, and they are determined to preserve that era in their church.